I am Rising Phoenix Aurora. I am known as a spiritual revolutionist, a author, and I'm an oracle as well. And I am the founder to Aura Hypnosis Entity Removal, as well as Raw Reiki Entity Removal, Quantum Galactic Akashic Reading, many other courses which you can find under my website, risingphoenixaurora.com. I am also officially the founder, and I have been though for years, Rising Phoenix Mystery School. But guess what, you all, so big. What an honor it is to me, for me to be here for the collective in this way. Rising Phoenix Mystery School has now expanded, dance with me, and is a wellness center. What's up, you all? So I have a video coming out where you want to watch, where I'm going to walk you through and give a little tour. So keep an eye on that. It should be out by the weekend. And then just to let you know, I am going to be hosting group aura sessions here in person in the greater land of Chicago. Come sign up. Beautiful sound bath healings, as well as I am doing in-person aura sessions, which I've already always offered, but this beautiful sacred space, why not come have a session here, as well as a raw Reiki session that you could do aura hypnosis, raw Reiki session, and then one-on-ones. You could do one-on-ones with me. How cool would that be if you've ever booked one-on-ones, if you're in the area or you're 4 hours away, why not drive? I mean, it'd be incredible. And you'd be able to visit the city of Chicago, which is at the heart of the dragon, for those of you who have been watching. Our Antarctica Tartaria series, and you know what I'm talking about. And then factually in Tartaria, in the books, they called Chicago the New Jerusalem, and also the White City, the White Flame City. So, yeah! What's up? Maybe I'll show you guys for a second and then we're gonna get started. Let me show you. Wait, how will I do this? All right. Here we go. You guys wanna see? Just gonna do a quick little circle so you can see Rising Phoenix Mystery School. But make sure you sign up to my newsletter and my social medias, so that you're able to see this sacred space in detail. What's up? There it is, there's a sound bath. Goodness. Yes. And there is the space there. And it's all, every bit of it is my favorite, but look at this, you all. Come hang out with me, y'all. So we're gonna be having tea with Aurora once a month. Tea with Aurora with the group regression. So let me know in comments what you guys think. And look at this, y'all. Oh, I have to turn on. Turn on the light. I have the Virgin Mary here, La Virgen de Guadalupe, and her shrine. And you can come visit me. Talk to her and ask her about your beautiful divine wishes, aspirations. Feel her for a minute. All right. What's up, you all? Come sign up. All right, let's get started. So let's talk about, right, what's the third eye? What is the third eye?
To Rising Phoenix.
Certifying aura and raw Reiki practitioners here. Here in my office at my wellness center, we're doing January next year, January, May, and September. And we're going to be aura and raw certifying here at the soul. It's going to be a retreat here. Also, what's really, really awesome, since I am doing it here within this sacred space that I've been with in my office that has now grown, is that I'm able to give it to you at a really good discount. So we're talking about $500 off regular price, because it is just, you know, more beneficial to do it here. And we have 70,000 worth of acres that you'll want to check out. And so it'd be truly a divine retreat here at the heart of the dragon. You all, I mean, you can't get better than that. Such a divine time. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so I'll see you in January to come get Aura and Ra certified here, and then you would stay somewhere else. You wouldn't stay here, you would stay in your hotel, wherever you want to stay at. You know, some people prefer to do that instead of staying at a retreat home with others. So hey, and then you'll be provided meals, breakfast and lunch. All right, what's up? So let's keep going. I am so excited. I'm ecstatic, y'all. This is big. This is such an honor. And then just keep an eye out. I'm going to be rolling out more and more about the Wellness Center, Rising Phoenix Mystery School Wellness Center. And yeah. Okay, so that's that. But let's get started. Check out my books. Lost Cities of Tartaria. Thank you for allowing my infomercials. As I am self-funded, and that's how I keep myself sovereign. Okay. All right. And sneak preview, you all, just a little sneak. I am actually channeling the truth about World War II and Germany and Adolf Hitler. And I've been in communications with his daughter, who they claim he didn't have. But if you watched the preview already, he definitely had a daughter that very much loved him. And I have very important documentations and books that I'll be reviewing later on for our channeling Adolf Hitler series, extra sensitive series, part two. And that's going to happen in about 40 minutes, 1 p.m. Central Time. To sign up to that, go to aurapractitioners.com right now and sign up to that tier. And you get the full series when you do channeling Tesla, Abraham Lincoln, Philadelphia Experiment, just so remote viewing, you know, Grand Canyon and so on. So I have some really like ancient books and teachings here that I found that are not so much found perhaps in other locations. So I have data and all this that we'll be going over later, but as well as my own channeling abilities, which I'm sure you're familiar because you're here and you've already been watching. All right, so go sign up for that. But otherwise, let's get started. Thank you for your patience. All right, such an exciting moment for me today, or overall, in my whole career as being a healer in service to others in love light. All right. So, what is the third eye, you all? So, let's talk about that. So, I've really been working with like divine fathers of creation, especially like beings like that help us see through the illusions so that we could allow our third eye to actively be exercising and creating your earthly experience. Your path, your choices. So, but what happens though is that a lot of illusions happen, and then it's like your third eye becomes targeted by the indoctrination of the school system, but then also religion, family, friends. You know, they belittle you, tell you that whatever you're seeing and sensing is not real. They question you, your intuition. They question, you know, your guidance with your heart of your knowing. So as they question you, this lowers your vibration more and more and more, and it disempowers you. So what I'm known for is that I will empower you. I will empower you into the greatest version of you. And I do that by holding the space. I have a beautiful testimony I'll be posting in my social medias today, where there was a practitioner who gave a testimony on Instagram. And then talking about, and one of their favorite things that they said is that what they love about our teachings is that I'm not your guru, nor do I, you know, vibrate to that type of inversion. But what I teach you to be your own guru, to become your own guru, where you find these deep answers within. So that is absolutely my favorite part to have been watching for the last 8 years that I've been working in Rising Phoenix Mystery School, or not working, but you know, that I've been here in this beautiful foundation that has been created for the collective. And you know, truly just allowing Divine Mother and Father to guide me and to, you know, create a space which is a safe haven where, if you're part of our community, it's a safe haven where no one infringes on anyone and everyone treats each other with love and respect. You know, we do our very best at that because I hold the space for that, and then so do all the other people when they come and find our school. You know, you've really been kind of beat up all your life, especially if you did the spiritual thing for a while. Some of you just a couple of years, some of you guys decades, or some of you just a couple of months, and it feels like it's been forever, right? And also past lives. So you really are have come across a lot of kind of backlash. People, you know, holding you back instead of, you know, assisting you to expand and grow. So people also like viewing you as a threat or viewing you as competition. You know, that's not really a thing. In divine source of light, right? That's not really, that's part of the Archon, the matrix. So what we teach you at Rising Phoenix Mystery School, how to use your third eye so that you could begin to unveil and disintegrate and transmute the illusions. Okay, so that is part, especially out of the Isis Priestess course, that really works on the third eye, which I move my class. Typically, it's every third Sunday of the month at 1 p.m. Central Time online. But I moved it to so that to allow more of you to sign up to next Sunday, not this Sunday, next Sunday, the 30th. So I'd love to see you sign up for that, taking your power back, taking your third eye back. And then to begin how to cleanse and heal the third eye so that you can then allow for it to really paint a picture and crystallize your construct, your life. Because that's the way you really want to picture it, is like your third eye emanates out your existence, your reality, your the environment around you, your home, your children. You know, everyone has their lessons, but as a, especially as a parent or a grandparent or great grandparent, it's really important that you are using actively your third eye to bridge in and to channel in the existence of the crystalline blueprint of Earth, the original crystalline blueprint. So you can do that for anyone, especially younger age of you, more than ever, challenging the adults to become stronger than the children. That's number one thing right now. Is that as the children are coming in, they really are, you know, stronger than us, and they're so connected because they haven't been indoctrinated yet. So a lot of removing the illusions is going back to healing that inner child of you that is living in those time spaces where they were being belittled, disempowered, and then they're stuck there. They're stuck there in the trauma, and that's why you in the now, no matter what you do, you can't heal yourself in the now because you're still stuck in the that you have not worked on your inner child, the wounded child that was disempowered. And then the more that this disempowered child of you holds you back because she's crying, he's crying out for help, and you're not fully perhaps not aware of it, or not listening, or you just got a lot of work to do. Because it also doesn't just involve sometimes the current you, inner child, like the younger self of you this life. It often also involves past life. And that's why I am the founder of Aura Hypnosis Entity Removal, because that is the key, learning how to go into the quantum realm and find ourselves into other time spaces where we were. We might have received some trauma, and that energy is carried in our DNA and it cannot be unintegrated because our DNA is the memory of all that we are. Just like water kind of retains memory, so does our DNA. Our DNA is plasma, water with crystals. You can imagine your DNA looks like infinite crystals that create mandalas like a kaleidoscope that are constantly moving and shifting. And this is in my Archangel Raphael course, Human Anatomy and DNA. So crystals are moving, morphing, changing, evolving all day long. You also have different elements like the periodic table. You factually have, I can't remember now, but a good amount of, I think it's like 40 possibly, 40 or 30 elements within the periodic table that make up your body into a physical form. So then when you start understanding like the human anatomy of yourself, then you start understanding that what truly the power is of your third eye is. So again, in case you're just joining us, go to aurapractitioners.com to sign up to the Isis Priestess course. You save an average of about like 30 something dollars if you do it through my aurapractitioners.com website versus Patreon, but you could also sign up through my Patreon as well. You just save a little more, and then if you sign up, you can be part of our community talking with us. There's tons of benefits. I'll let you read that. So understanding the third eye. Okay, so we have different energy vortexes in our body, right? So only here in the physical, in the 3D, do our physical bodies exist. So then what happens is that when you close your eyes is when you enter the other realm, the spirit realms. Now that's including just closing your eyes and taking deep breaths and meditation. And then that's why you're able to get those answers, because you basically, you shut off the physical interactions. And then you're honing in on just your third eye. And as we know, the third eye factually looks like an eye, like the eye Horus, the eye of Ra from Egypt and other depictions all over from our past ancestors. So this eye will continue to communicate, and it communicates the universe and the multiverse. You understand? So here, these physical eyes show you the simulation, the matrix that we're in, the blueprint that we are currently in the high third dimension or fourth dimensions, you know, depending on where you're at, existence. And so you see the physical form and the matter to everything, whether it's a tree, you know, a car, house, you have all this matter that makes up who you are. Okay, so then what happens is that when you shut off the outside world and the physical realm, when by closing your eyes or directly going into different brain waves that your brain is naturally going through all day long, it's just the way the brain operates. Brain waves are a wave. You cannot go one flat, because then you wouldn't really be on Earth anymore. You would have ascended out. So you're constantly out of you, or your brain is set up. Archangel Raphael again talks about this, but Buddha, the Buddha course talks about the brain and the way it's set up to be a radio and telecommunications. So your brain is constantly picking up on waves and communications to your brain, and then what happens is that the third eye is there, and then all the, you know, the glands, and then the lobes in your brain, and then you got the cerebellum back here, which is in the shape of a tree, which this year we're going to add that. I'm excited about that. We're going to go into the cerebellum. So let me show you an image so you know what I'm talking about. All right, so then in order for you to seed the consciousness, seed the memory, that's where the third eye is found, okay? And then your heart is the seat of the soul, you can say. Here, the vortex energy, your love light, your source flame, But all this pillar, this entire pillar of the rainbow chakras that you have are interacting with one another, connecting. And we do have someone watching chat, so if you guys want to add any questions, I can definitely answer them. So we'll probably be here another 20 minutes because I do have to prepare 20 minutes or less. I do have to prepare for the channeling World War II, Adolf Hitler, figuring that out. By the way, we have totally figured it out, y'all. It's crazy. So don't miss that extra sensitive series there under my Rising Phoenix Mystery School or at practitioners.com. And then we're adding all the links here for you. Okay, but let's look at the brain here for a second. Okay. Right, so this is what an average, say, human brain looks like here. This is the cerebellum, which is the tree. Okay, this is the eye here, the thalamus. See the eye, the pupil, everything here. Okay, so all of these lobes we teach you, like the alchemical breakdown, scientific breakdown of each of these main lobes that create your third eye. Every single one of these lobes works together. All your senses, which are your seven senses, your he hearing, feeling, knowing, smelling, touch, emotions, all of these are found within the third eye. Each one of these glands here is a clairsentient, which you will learn in the ISIS course mentorship, again for females or males. Okay, so then understanding, okay, so. In order, so when you close your eyes, you go into the universe and multiverse, and then you're projecting your environment, right? You're projecting the experience. Then that helps you really understand like how you really are the creator of your life. And so then when you close your eyes, basically you've entered into the spirit realm, the multiverse, and the universe. Okay, so what is it when we fall asleep? Are we waking up or are we falling asleep? And the truth is that we are waking up. When we fall asleep, we are waking up. We're unlimited. We are our consciousness travels into the brain, and you go in to go into the universe and the multiverse, which you everyone does when you sleep. Your consciousness doesn't just like kind of hang out in your head and it's like la 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 la, just ding ding ding, like time passing, waiting for her to wake up or him. No, I mean, we go and become one with the universe, because at that point, when you fall asleep, you wake up in the real world, in the real existence of creation, where you're unlimited. Okay, so out you are exploring in the universe and multiverse, talking to your higher self. What's next? What's new? What's the new divine plan, higher self? What is next for me to level up with? Some of them could be challenges for you, lessons, but ultimately it's all for your divine, most organic timelines, as we always teach. And yeah, so then if you become more interactive in this dream state of being, then you will understand that that is where all the power lies. And then your third eye, going back to that, your third eye is all your senses. What we always teach is there's a lot of kind of elite programming on sight, seeing, seeing, seeing. What I teach you is that every single sight is equal to one another. And we start honoring all these different senses inside your brain that are actively communicating through you, through your imagination, because your third eye is your imagination, that you learn how to project the most beautiful divine experience around you. Now, everything's not going to be perfect because you are in the 3D. And especially if you are, say, a healer, then you're constantly going back and forth, assisting people out from the 3D into the 4D, or raising higher. So with that is that, sometimes you gotta get your feet wet, you could say, to get them over. So you also are going through your own experiences and challenges as healers, where you are either allowing or not allowing yourself to grow But as we always teach, allow yourself to grow because that is where the exponential power is at. And that is where the third eye is able to project out. You can imagine there's an eye here, and it's not the evil eye because that's all part of the Illuminati and the dark indoctrination. It is your all-seeing eye, your third eye. So it is the projection of the spirit realm and the physical realm together. And that's what we teach you is how to combine both. How can you see and sense and feel both realms? The one, the matrix, the simulation we are in. And then two, the real blueprint that we are in, which is the 5D and five-dimensional earth and higher. Right? So then you learn how to see both of these worlds in union. So one world, it's like seeing with two different lenses, like if you're wearing glasses, and then one lens is the simulation because you're still kind of technically you are in it until you start till you fully clear your vessel from any attachments, trauma. Okay, and then the second lens sunglass would be then the 5D, you could say the blueprint that is here. How you if you look at a tree, I mean the tree doesn't really look like the bark it looks like. Actually, the tree is rainbow crystalline light and it's flowing and it's electricity is running through it 24/7 because it is a neuron, the neurons of the brains of Mother Earth, right? So that's the way you can see the outer surface of Mother Gaia, could be seen as the brain, the consciousness, and then you go inwards is where all her chakras, her body, her heart is at into the land. Different locations on Earth too can have a higher potence of the third eye, which like the sacred law of the third eye of law, cause and effect is actually located in Egypt. So in that side of the world. And because we are the New Jerusalem in Egypt here in the heart of the dragon of Chicago, we would also be considered that as well. Okay, and I know I reference the two dragons a lot right now. So just in case you're not familiar with our work, this is what actually our world looks like here, or two worlds, right? Mother Dragon, America, Father Dragon. And that's a long story. We'll add the links later. You could watch Return of Avalon to get more details on that. Okay. So let's see. Let me see what questions you guys have. We're gonna try to finish this up next 10 minutes. Otherwise, go right now, go to aurapractitioners.com and sign up. Sign up to the Isis Priestess course to start using your third eye divinely. And then, or join us in 20 minutes for part two of World War II, the truth revealed of Hitler. Okay, so oh yeah, so here is where you're gonna find the extra live extra sensitive series where you can sign up for. And then here is the Isis Priestess course that I am talking about today. So and you all, it's quite incredible. It's not just your third eye. I mean, I'm just talking about your third eye, right? Learn how to activate your third eye, remote view. This is a 6-month course that comes with, does it have the breakdown here? Yes, magical creatures, alchemy, remote viewing, the quantum alchemy channeling, activating your third eye, 13 keys, archangels class, which is Yahshua, the star that he used when he walked the earth, crystals, candles, and oils, a dream interpretation, and sacred sex. And then the certifications you receive are quantum alchemy channeling and quantum alchemy energy healing. So this is a course that's all about you and you working on yourself and your abilities. However, know that all my courses are for you as well. Even if they're courses that you're signing up for that are for others that you're going to be a healer for, you're going to hold the space for them. Even if that happens, Those courses are going to like clearing energies. What was I saying? Yes, so even if it's courses that are for that you're offering to others, every single course that we teach is also, you're able to use it for yourself. So even if you learn past life regression, entity removal, aura, or raw Reiki, how to heal others, you first always start off with yourself, right? You don't want to be the wounded healer. You want to heal yourself so that you could provide the highest vibratory match for your client that's in front of you, and channeling the most beautiful, powerful love light for them. Okay. But let me see what questions you guys have. And thank you for the person who is watching chat right now. Okay, so let's see. Questions to be answered. Okay, so many false distractions are happening in this timeline. How do we avoid them? Yeah. Okay, the truth is that your third eye actually makes up this reality. Okay, this is, I want you to realize how powerful you are. Okay, so great question. So, if you allow your third eye and the distractions, then you are powering up the inverted matrix, and then you are part of the resistance versus the uplifting, and the rising. And it's okay. Some of us, we have to go through our own lessons, and that's okay when we have to do that. There's always never any judgment, only love, hell, infinite love light held here, because I know I've worked with so many people. And I've also lived so many lives, so I know what you're feeling. So if they distract you, basically, it does not allow your third eye to focus in on your most organic timelines and the collective's most organic timelines. You understand? So to keep your consciousness and your brain distracted, siphons your energy like the movie The Matrix, and uses that your consciousness to power up the inverted dark cubes that I talk about in the past. They're boxes. They're not even cubes, they're boxes, negative technology boxes, because we also teach quantum physics, and there's a tesseract, which is like a cube in an angle that is constantly moving. So it's part of sacred geometry. So what they've done is that they've taken the sacred alchemy, right, and stolen it and then inverted it. Okay. So as they do that, your biggest distraction is actually by listening to someone who is telling you false information, that it feels that it, like, if it sounds so good for a minute, and then you keep feeling it out, and you're like, eventually you figure it out, right? Like there's, yeah, it's sounds so good, but then it's tainted with something. So they will come up with all sorts of distractions, whether it's a physical, spiritual, energetic, psychic, because they don't want you in your power, in your third eye, to level up, to be aware, to be quantum alchemy channeling, to be channeling yourself and your higher self. So long as your brain and your consciousness is busy doing something else, it will not be able to tap into the right brain waves, the highest hertz frequencies, to get the telecommunications that your higher self and your spirit guides and your angels are constantly giving you. You understand? So then, how do we avoid it? We create sacred shielding, love light, like we always teach, boundaries. Okay, I need to focus and be within myself, feel my heart, right? Feel my heart, feel my love. Let my love guide me, not my fear, my insecurities. Let my love guide me. Infinite forgiveness, you all. Yeshua has taught this over and over to us. We must deliver infinite forgiveness and compassion. Compassion for others, even the darkest of beings. That's something we talked about in the Return of Avalon. How, we were taught that Wake up, come home, remembering your bones. You belong to light. Wake up, come home, remembering your bones. You belong to light. Wake up, come home, remembering your bones. You belong to light. So remember that soul who is lost and trapped too, that might be trying to distract you, they actually just need love and forgiveness and this unconditional compassion. Because what happens is they're distracting you, perhaps, like your environment's distracting you, but then you become your own self-distraction, your own self-destruction. And so the more than ever, you want to tell yourself that you're going to be in love and you're going to flow and let go. And we're going to use that example that Yeshua taught us, that he loved everyone no matter what, right? How do we avoid them? I think I've done good at answering that. Let me continue here. So the next question, is there an age limit for joining the Isis Priestess course? I would say that you want to be 18 years and older. Depends if you have a teenager that, you know, they're very aware. You know, as a parent, you know, I teach my children everything, right? So, and then I think they're good to learn, you know, even maybe at 16, if you think that they're ready. But if basically the final class is a sacred sex class, which you don't want them to be there because, you know, it's for adults and how to use your creational energy. And I don't know, I'm protective over the children. Well, besides that, the rest of, yeah, the classes they could definitely do. I'd say 16 and older, and then for sure 18 and older. Yeah. So you kind of just feel it out as a parent and what you feel is good for them. I mean, it's incredibly beneficiary. I have a group in my Rising Phoenix Mystery School for the Aura and Raw practitioners, and Quantum Kids, where I've been working with the children for a couple years and their parents. Some of the kids that are in that group, I mean, I've known them since they were like one, and they're like, I don't know, eight or something. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool, actually, to have been part of their lives like that and to have watched them become so strong, you know, keep their abilities open and get that reassurance that there's nothing wrong with them and that they're beautiful and special. But yes, so that's that. And then in case you don't know, I do offer sessions for children as well. And eventually, you all here at my wellness center, I am going to be offering like what I offer for the Quantum Kids for the children and the parents online. I'm going to be offering them in person. So little by little, I'll be rolling out what I have going on. If you're part of my emails, just bear with me. I do have a school, so you will get emails at least once a day, or every other day, but at least once a day with what we have going on, because it's part of having a school. So yeah, I mean, it's all beauty and love light, so why not? So that's exciting. I'll be able to, the parents will still be here while I am working and just teaching the children how to meditate and how to read energy, and you know, the parents are there. So all within safety and beauty of the children, always. If you know me, children are number one, and always, to me. So let's see, what else? Is there an age limit for the sound healings, and do you offer them online as well? There is no age limit. So yeah, you all, it looks like I'm going to be doing them the second Sunday. So it's just in a couple weeks. So what date will that be? I'm gonna premiere it. Watch out for that, but I think it's going to be the, yeah, so next the second Sunday of December. I'm going to move my schedule around, so thank you for your patience for the students in Rising Phoenix Sister School. But yes, the 18th of December, second Sunday of every month at 1 p.m., we're going to come have tea party with Aurora, And yes, you could absolutely bring the children. They are infinitely protected by you. You would be in charge of them, and I will ensure the safety of all the energy here. Also, just to give you kind of reassurance, I will do a 5-minute call with everyone to make sure that there's no cabal or parasitic pe aliens pretending they're humans here. No, thank you. Keep your entities to yourself. So it would be a very safe environment if you guys have ever been to my retreats and you've heard of them, though, how safe they are and how much I protect and only love light within the space. You better believe that will be here. So that'd be exciting to meet you, tea with me. Beautiful sound bath feeling. So any age, I would say, whatever you feel is right. You feel it out and whatever you think your children are ready for. Thank you for your beautiful questions. Okay, and then for the children, honestly, I mean, I wouldn't even kind of charge really for the children. I mean, you can bring your children, it's fine. You could just pay the adult charge and let the children hang out with you. That's just how I roll. Okay, so someone's asking, does the course teach me how to raise my vibration? Does the course teach me how to be sovereign? Absolutely. Infinitely, yes. How to raise your vibration because you learn how to work with your third eye. And then as you do that, it helps you work on, you activate your own DNA. So this course is all about self-attuning yourself. So you're activating your DNA, you're self-attuning yourself, you're learning how to talk to your higher self, your guides, your angels, and life becomes easier. Answers come in easier. An infinite flow. Okay. How to become sovereign. Oh my God. Yes. All my courses teach that. Love your questions. But yeah, how to become sovereign is a big one because you're not giving your power away to someone. And that's what I teach over and over with our school. And that's why people who come, it's their one of their favorites is, on Earth, is because you are not being disempowered in any way. You know how sometimes you go to like, and I've come across it, and I've heard stories after stories of this, but if you go to like a spiritual community, they're viewing you like a threat, or they're trying to like use you or use your abilities, or stories are endless. So none of that's allowed, only source of light and encouragement within the group and the meetings and the courses is only allowed, you all, only love light. So now, of course, there's gonna be things that we need to heal and so on, which I hold the space so that you are able to do that for yourself, and I teach you how you can do it for yourself. With that, of course, sovereignty will come is the most powerful way to heal yourself. And then someone said, if I, and then the next one is, if I am new to spirituality or come from a religious background, is this something I could understand? Absolutely. I explain it as matter of fact, and then I'm also combining it with science, spirituality. So it's all together. It was never meant to be separated, like science and spirituality, quantum realm, the energy, quantum physics. It's all basically put together in a package. So then it makes sense, you all. It just makes sense. Those of you who have attended my course, let them know in chat right now. I mean, how incredible the courses are and how they just make sense. We have students anywhere from the youngest to like a couple months old, little babies. And then as a spiritual leader, I'm the reason why they're just a couple months old is because I knew them before they even crossed over. They said, "Hey, I have to be born to my mommy." And I'm like, "Hey, there's a baby waiting for you." She or he has a message, and I delivered the message, and so we have a lot of that going on. And we need more babies. My divine mother essence, I carry, I'm like, we need more babies on Earth. More babies. Yeah. Okay, and then we're about to finish up, you all, because I do have to go. Okay, let's see. So what other questions we have here? Okay, yeah, and then the last one is, we're gonna go, is does the ISIS Priestess course teach me how to quantum jump timelines sacredly and safely? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now with that though, I would, before like you do any of this, you all, or even during, it's important you have an aura hypnosis sensitivity removal, or at least a raw Reiki, because you want to ensure that you are the highest frequency. And if you have entities attached, trauma attached, dark portals, implants or so on, whether they're physical or energetic, what's going to happen is it's like having a lower hertz frequency, a her lower frequency in your body, and it's oscillating you lower. So then, as it's vibrating your vibration lower, then it does not allow for you to reach the highest realms and the highest vibrations of being able to reach abilities like quantum jumping and timelines and so on. So definitely timelines, I would look at that with, or a hypnosis entity removal, because that's where you learn how basically hypnosis, which is releasing any dogma and programming of hypnosis. Hypnosis is all elite pro, kind of like the dogma programming is all elite programming, right? The cabal. Because factually your brain is in and out of those brainwaves, like I explained at the beginning. So you are factually in and out of hypnosis all day long. Okay. So then when you understand that and you release all illusions created on the fact that you are not doing this all day long, I'm telling you, your brain and consciousness cannot operate unless it's doing that with the waves. Okay. It's just the way that we are alive. So with that, is that these waves, and we teach this, and if you go to the extra sensitive content, we started channeling Tesla, and then we eventually went into Einstein. He started to explain time. But you could also watch Orbiting to Higher Timelines, Elon Trump, that video, because it explains time for you there. So that's a good, like pretty much a free workshop. So if you want to support this video and all that I do, go to my aurapractitioners.com or go to my website, risingphoenixaura.com. Make sure you sign up to my newsletter so you're up to date on everything we've talked about that we have going on. And then join me at a workshop, join me at an in-person aura regression, come drink some tea with me and come chat with me. It will be life-changing. And you will be like, in the space of love, and you're just gonna absolutely adore it. Because that's just how I do. There's nowhere else, no other way to be but love. All right. I love you, honor you, respect you. For those of you, I'll see you in 2 minutes. Channeling Hitler, World War II, Part Two, under aurapractitioners.com and Patreon. Go buy my books, sign up to courses. I love you all. Thank you for being here. See y'all next time.